Be ever acceptable in your sight. Amen. Today is the 15th day of January, and we are just 2 weeks into the new year. I wonder how those New Year's resolutions are going. Are you still going to the gym or avoiding chocolate? Or reducing your screen time? Well, if so, congratulations. But if not, that's okay. You can always try again. Now, New Year resolutions are something I tend to avoid. But at this time of the year, I do find myself evaluating, thinking, and reflecting on what's happening for me in life right now. And then having considered this, I naturally then start to look forward in my personal and professional life, and in my spiritual life, in my relationship with God. And maybe that's something that you do also. Our personal faith journeys and relationship with God are unique, and no one else has quite the same story to tell as any one of us. Scripture, however, offers all of us encouragement, support, and challenge to grow ever closer to and more in likeness of God. Our Old Testament reading this morning from Isaiah includes one of my favorite verses, where God tells his servant that they were known from before they were born, and that he had a purpose for them. And in their case, in Christ's case, he would make them a light for the Gentiles. And that goes for us too. God has known us since before we came into being, and he has a specific role and purpose for each one of us. And then, in our New Testament lesson, we heard verses from the Gospel writer's account of Jesus identifying his first disciples. And Jesus encourages Andrew and Simon Peter to come and see. And then in the next verses of that chapter, he instructs Philip, "Follow me." And so too, that is the invitation God presents to each one of us. He wants us to come and see, to draw close to him, to be in his presence. He calls each of us to deepen and strengthen our relationship with him. He says to us, "Follow me." He calls us to be one of his disciples, one of his followers. And so, God has chosen us to be his disciple, and has called us to follow him. To follow means to go in the same direction as someone, to do as they do. So how then do we fulfill our individual calling as a follower of God? What is the impact of this in our daily lives? How do people know that we have committed our lives to him? Do our values, our attitudes, and behaviours show God to others? Do we use our unique gifts and talents in his service? Because God's call on our lives and hearts should underpin every aspect of our being. That we are following him should be evident in our personal relationships, in how we interact with and respond to our family and friends. It should influence how we greet and engage with people we meet in shops or strangers we pass by on the street. It should determine our professional persona so that we show God's love and care for others in how we conduct business meetings and manage challenging discussions. And yes, we know that God has a specific purpose for each of us. He wants us to use our unique talents in his service. Some of us are called in a caring capacity, some a teaching role, others to public positions, some to practical responsibilities. And maybe that's a job or career in a medical field, computer specialist, retail, administration. Or maybe it's a community role, volunteer in an organisation, cook a meal for an unwell neighbour. Or maybe it's within our church family, a member of the vestry, taking a turn in the flower router, becoming a magazine distributor. It might be any one of or combination of these at differing points in time that is our purpose. Just as Christ called his first disciples, he continues to call us as individuals to the purposes he has planned for us since before we were born. And I wonder, is there something God wants us to do? A specific purpose he has for us right now? Are we spending time in his presence? And are we listening to him? Are we often too busy to come to him? Or do we sometimes not want to hear what he has to say? Do we hear, but yet doubt? Do we hear, but yet procrastinate and put off taking action? What might God be asking of you and of me today? What specific purpose does he have for us right now? And how are we going to respond? And so, as we move forward into a new week, month, and indeed year, filled with possibilities, opportunities, and challenges, may we do so with determination to spend time in God's presence, to discern afresh his call on our lives, to fulfill his purpose for us, and to follow him day by day. Amen.
Thank you. stand to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Let us pray. As we continue into the season of Epiphany, we thank you, Lord God, for the Christmas time we have all had, for the busy times, for the quiet times, and for the reassurance Christmas gives us all that you are with us, alongside us, when we need you most. As we start this new year of 2023, there are many other new starts through which we ask for your guidance and support. Jesus called his first disciples to follow him, a new and, I'm sure, a scary adventure for them all. Similarly, in our parish of Knock and the wider community, many folks will start new school and university terms, new apprenticeships or new jobs. Lord, we ask that you will give them the confidence to do their best and the ability to enjoy what they are doing. Please, Lord, go before Michael Armstrong as he joins his school group from Methodist College and St. Patrick's College, Mahara, on a trip to Romania with the group known as School Aid. May they all have a worthwhile and helpful trip. We ask this in the name of the Lord. You are aware, Lord, of the changing circumstances people face in families, in relationships, and on an international level in their very lives. Please bless us in difficult times, and especially the people of Ukraine, whose example of strength and fortitude impresses us all. We hold them in our hearts. Many people feel undervalued in their workplaces. Dear Lord, we ask that you will encourage discussion and compassion amongst workers, leaders of unions, and employers. We hope that those people who contribute to our well-being and daily lives, the nurses, the ambulance drivers, and all involved with our hospitals may know that they are really appreciated. We pray that the sick at home and in hospital may be blessed. We ask this in Christ's name. Throughout the year ahead, we will all expect to have happy times. We think of birthdays, of anniversaries, new friends, new babies. For all the good times which enrich us, we thank you. For all the dear ones who now worship on another shore, we thank you. For our Rector John and the clergy, our musicians and choristers, and our organization leaders, we thank you. For our faith, without which our lives would be empty and cold, we bless and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A choir will sing the anthem, A New Year Carol, as the congregation remains seated.